You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Undercover Boss Shit.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to what I am going to just right now go ahead and declare that is my last podcast. I'm just not going to do any more of these. And I just don't want to do it. You know what I mean? I'm just not going to do it. Because I'm tired of putting myself out there for the government to turn around and fucking clown me in the media with. I'm absolutely dead ass tired of it. It's nothing but a fucking mockery. Just like all the way down to the fucking Olympics, bro. It's just a long string of mockery. And why would they stop here with the presidency? Why wouldn't they do that to me? You got this faggot in women's clothing wearing women's fucking, wearing pink panties. Joe Arpaio said it. He called it pink panties, man. Pink panties. He said it a long time ago. And for fucking good reason, apparently. For a damn good reason. Y'all motherfuckers are gonna wear pink panties. That's what he said, bro. And I stand behind it. Faggot and clown makeup. You know, it's funny because they want. This is just my imagination playing with me now. I'm just crazy. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just gonna throw that out there, right? Because that's what they're gonna say. Which reminds me is that they'll look for any little small inkling of a thing to fucking just to make you look bad. Like whatever it is, it can't be with good rhyme or reason. Cause they have absolutely fucking jack shit. That's why you're gonna sit here, you're gonna make fun of my fucking country, you're gonna make fun of my fucking people, you're gonna make fun of me in front of all of my people. And then make fun of all of my fucking people in front of me. Wow. Wow. So then this leads me to, so I won't ask this yet. I'm not gonna ask this yet. Cause there's a whole ass story there. But I will ask this. Where in the fuck do you get off wearing women's clothing, women's makeup, acting like you the undercover boss of America? Like, what the fuck is actually wrong with you? That ain't even going dark. That ain't even going covert. That's just, how did I say it? Never go full on retard, man. Never go full on retard. And man, y'all are fucking doing it to the utmost extent. What was it? Ricky Smiley, Cat Williams was talking about. Put his ass in a dress. Put him in a dress. Fucking bitch. I don't think you understand. Like, when you wear them pantsuits and when you wear them dresses, dress as a woman and you really got a dick. And you really a man. Or you, let me rephrase that. You were born as a man because God made you that way. And you try to justify the fact that you put on all of this fucking makeup and these pink panties and these fucking heels and whatever. And acting like you a fucking Kamala Harris. Oh, wow. Wow. You know, and I've stayed quiet for this about a long time, you know, because it seemed like, I don't know, they needed me to. But now I'm just like, I'm not even going to relate it back to this, but I will throw this part out there. I just last night it was just enough, bro. And then I woke up and then it was a reminder that, man, enough is enough. And let me tell you the story behind enough is enough. I was wearing, I guess you could say, punk ass clothes, right? I had punk ass clothes on, right? I was growing up. And my stepdad fucking decided he wanted to talk shit about the way I was dressed. Like, all the way down to my shoes, and my shoes are my most favorite players, those shell top fucking Adidas. Those shoes are fucking nice. And, you know, he's saying, whenever I come back from Slidell, I want to see a change. And I'm like, thinking to myself, I'm like, honestly, I could give a rat's ass. And so I just said it because it was what ICP said. Honestly, I could give a rat's ass. And I just said it as I was making food. And then he comes up, he stops eating dinner and comes up and starts pointing his finger in my chest. I'm a little guy. I'm bony. I'm scrawny. That hurts. And I don't remember how, like, what happened between all that. I think he, like, swung at me. I don't remember. I do not fucking remember. That part I don't remember. But what I do remember is I put his ass in a headlock and then dragged his ass all the way from the kitchen back down to the couch. And I sat the fuck down. And he says, and I said, now enough is enough. He said, enough is enough. I said, look, bro, I'm gonna let you go. I swear to God, bro, you come at me, dude. And he left me to fuck alone from then on. Had never fucked with me a day in his life after that. And nigga, you gonna make me sit your ass fucking down on the couch with you in a headlock, nigga, and you ain't going nowhere. Well, I specialize in that. Do you want me to slip and break your neck? I mean, shit. That'd be your fault, not mine. Oops, you slipped and broke... Like, I slipped and you broke your neck. Oh, fuck. There you go, nigga. You know, what got me this morning was the fucking interview with this fucking Kamala Hemis. Let's just call her Hemis. Hemis. Fucking Kamala Hemis. It wasn't enough that you fucking put a dude looking like a fucking Trump's wife. It wasn't bad enough that you fucking put a dude as a fucking Obama. And, you know, but it like, I mean, and that list can keep going back and back and back and back and back. Like, men and women being like coinciding in relationships and politics just did not exist. And if it did, it was cover up. You feel me? I don't know how else to tell you that that's the boys club. Nigga, nigga, you gay. Nigga, you gay. Nigga, I don't like banana, dog. I don't like banana. Nigga, you gay. Gay ass motherfucker. Just wow. And I'm supposed to shut up. I'm supposed to keep quiet. Hello? Hello? Is anybody in there? Is anybody in there? Our public records, or I'm sorry, our private records and our private matters aren't so private, are they? You know what gets me is that, okay, so like, I don't know if the port workers, there's a whole other shit I'm trying to get to, but there, I don't know if the port workers with that went on strike were part of a union. I don't know if that was a union thing. I'm not here to say I support that. I'm here to say I support getting solutions for that. Does that make sense? And I'm not saying that anybody should ever step in the way of that. I'm just saying, if that ever happens, hello, solutions. Like, apparently, they're like, Houston, hello, Houston, hello, we have a problem. And nobody's fixing the shit. The fraud that is in office today. Remember what I said in the other podcast? Damn, I'm starting to wonder what the fucking offenses are for playing fakey fake in the Whitey House. Because I sure would love to rain hell down their fucking throats. Hell, fire. H-A-I-L-F-Y-R-E. Fire, nigga. Fire.
Fire.
Fucking light-skinned asshole. Light skinned motherfucker. light skinned piece of shit, little stanky doo-doo, little stanky doo-doo head. Think he the undercover boss and shit. You know? But what got me this morning was the the if and when. If and when. Oh, it's just a matter of time. We know. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Bitch, you know, that's the fucking most fucked up part about it, is it ain't never happened. Especially not like that. And y'all, and I've lost a lot of y'all. And that's alright. That is perfectly fine. Because even if I sat here and explained this shit to you, you would never motherfucking get it.
Oh, yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't, nigga. I just don't get it, bro. The if and when, as if. As if, motherfucker. And calling me Russia at the same time. Man, that's a motherfucking insult if I ever fucking heard one. How would Putin, okay? I hate to drag other people in this, bro. But this is just how we're, this is the last one. It's a big fucking hoorah, right? This is fucking big stanky doo-doo. How would Putin feel if America's media started calling him Biden? How would they feel? That is a real ass fucking question, bitch. Cause I'll smack the living fucking dog shit out your ass. You and your fucking squad. Remember whenever I said bring your whole fucking squad, bruh? I fucking meant it. And I'm still waiting. I ain't seen no fucking lawsuit. I ain't seen nothing, bruh. I ain't seen nothing. I ain't never been ordered to pay nothing like that a day in my motherfucking podcasting ass, whole ass fucking podcast ass life, nigga. Dead ass. Dead ass. You smell it? Dead ass. Dead ass. I smell the dead. That's what my dad would say. I smell the dead, nigga. Nigga, I'm finna fucking kill your ass. Finna fucking kill your ass. Don't you get it, bro? Military tribunals, motherfucker. Followed by executions, asshole. Quit breaking the law, asshole. Like, I don't get it, bro. I'm just wondering. Just fucking wondering, bro. Where you get off? Like, where in the fuck do you get off insulting a man in such a fucking way that is so pristine? Cause it's the whole lot of y'all. And yes, I took it there to biblical terms. Nigga, it's the whole lot of y'all. Y'all ain't shit, bruh. I've been hearing lately that I ain't shit. But it really, it's y'all. It's y'all that ain't shit. And damn it, I'm tired of it. You know, in fact, I'm so sick of it that I've probably taken out the fact that I'm so sick of it out on other people. I'm so sick of this shit. They don't want to hear that. Nobody wants a Buzz Killington. But that's what y'all about. Y'all about it. Buzz Killington ass. I don't get it, bro. I ain't never gonna fucking get it. I ain't never gonna fucking understand. And frankly, my dear, I don't give a good goddamn. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I cannot even praise you enough, but I will. Thank you, Lord. You are beautiful. You are most humble. You are most kind. Thank you for these last 4 years. Or however long it's been.